Hey, it's Russ Payne with Role Playing Public Radio. This is Warhammer 40,000 Roleplay Imperium Maledictum, the Indius Mandate, Session 5. In the last session, we ended with a bit of a cliffhanger as the agents of Ignatius went down into the vault to research various things about this, you know, town of wheat blood, and were ambushed, or well, something's happened. The light suddenly went out and you were all locked in. So we'll get into that for a moment. So yeah, in the last session, the characters went to the town of wheat blood in order to capture the psyker named Gideon. Gideon, however, is working as a freelance inquisitor for House Paxo, or investigator. He's trying to find out the source of why all these people keep getting sick and dying. But our intrepid agents have uncovered a chaos cult or something unnatural. Something bad is going on, but something worse is about to happen. So in the seconds before the lights went out, we'll just sort of recount what your character was doing, and you can reintroduce them and mention any social media plugs that you want to mention. So we'll start with Noah.
Hey, it's Noah. I'm playing one Kurt Nexilp, the Ashmelitarum assassin and all-around sneaky guy. And you can check me out over at Thinking Too Hard About Anime, the anime discussion podcast, where it's a little bit of analysis, a little bit of discussion, and a lot of overthinking the Japanese cartoons and creators we love so much. We are in Evangelion, and I just got to see End of Eva in theaters. It was a blast.
How appropriate, yeah. Oh,
nice.
It was the first Eva thing my wife has ever seen. So we're starting with a bang.
Just like throw her in the deep end. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're like starting with a bust.
Yeah. Damn. Well, yeah. If she likes Eva after this, then yeah, she's sold. Like, I mean, it's a good filter, you know?
Yeah.
All right. And what was Kurt doing in the vault, in the library archives, actually, before the lights went out?
Ross, I'm gonna be 100% honest with you, I don't remember.
I remember you were all in general, all of you were looking for the bunker. There's information about this, there is information about rumors about a secret bunker underneath the hill where the Emperor's Tithe statue is.
Okay,
because Boyle Scud told you about
talking to Boyle.
Yeah, and so you're trying to find information about this ancient bunker that's down there, apparently. So yeah, you're just like, how does Kurt research things in an archive or a library? Does he paw at the books? Does he go to the library servitor? Does he wait for the others to do the work? Light up a low stick?
Yeah, he definitely, you know, he's always got a low stick stuck to his lips. But I don't think, he's not a dumb man.
Okay.
But I think he's a kind of disinterested man when it comes to this kind of thing. So I think he is just kind of referring to like a servitor or something. Be like, yeah, could you? He just gives them like keywords and see what they comes up with, and then just kind of pause through whatever books they provide him.
All right. So at the same instant, we have Kara. Please reintroduce your character. And what were they doing?
My character is Lim, a null or a pariah. And she, not being literate and coming from the fallen out bottom of a hive city, having learned such fantastical and interesting things as space and ocean recently, is mainly chillaxing, just enjoying the weirdness of being in a place surrounded by information.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel, as a personal introduction, I feel it's appropriate to finally share that for years, I didn't think this was 40K, but rather 4DK. And I always wondered what the D stood for.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I'm not the only one. So if you out there have never looked, it's the number 40 and then a K. It is not 4DK.
It's either a four-dimensional K or it's 4 Donkey Kongs.
That's exactly what I was wondering, why it is 4 Donkey Kongs.
Yeah.
Ooh, banana.
I mean, what? There's Donkey, there's Diddy, there's Dee Dee. Mm-hmm. Is there Dixie? A fourth Kong? Dixie! Oh,
there's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's at least four Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so next up, yeah, V.
Yes. Hi, everybody. I'm V. You can find me on the internet at V is for Vampire because my name is V and I like vampires. You can also see me doing all of the fun art stuff over at Queen's Court Games, at Queen's Court RPG on Twitter, but Queen's Court Games literally everywhere else. And when this comes out, we will be squarely in the middle of a wonderful run of Delta Green's Extremophilia. You can find that on One Shots and Other Mischief. It is very, very character focused, so it does take 4 episodes to get through. But it is a super, super fun time, and, you know, go check it out, because we love Delta Green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm playing Rabbit by this point. Hopefully everybody knows who Rabbit is, but, you know, she's kind of the brains of the group. If Kurt is the face and the sneaky brawn, Rabbit is the one thing that he's not, which is brains. She is all about finding things and solving mysteries and talking to people. So this is right up her alley. And she was very excited to dive into the archives. She was with Lim, actually, if I remember correctly. Yes. She and Lim had gone off because we all kind of agreed that nobody should go off alone. So Rabbit and Lim had gone off, and we were going to look into information about the hovels just outside of town and the people mm-hmm. who had been moved there, or any building plans about, you know, plans to like move people out of the hovels, things like that, who had been affected, and try and find some sort of pattern therein.
Mm-hmm.
And all by right. we, you.
Yes. But you know what? You're there for emotional support, which Rabbit doesn't need or care about. But that's, you know, to V, it's important. So, yes. You know.
Yeah. So the profoundly disquieting nature of being near a null, it is less than like, I don't want to be alone. Like, you know, the soulless mutant is better than being alone. Which, yeah, no, fair. I get it. So, yeah. And then finally, we have Thad.
Yes, it's Thad. You know me. I'm Thad. I am playing the hero, who is the hero of the group. And yeah, they're you know, Astra telepathic, weird, void-born, former vigilante killer, current kills stuff for the glory of the Imperium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's mostly the hero's deal. Not much of a researcher also, but yeah, as V was saying, we did sort of create the policy of don't leave a person who mm-hmm. is non-psychic or weird who's either not psychic or not the weird anti-psychic. So I'm likely just sort of looming near Kurt, just looking at books. And I don't know, not a researcher, so quite possibly just pulling random books based on vibe. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically the party strategy is let Rabbit do it.
I mean, look, I would be lying if
we've all been in group projects like this. Yeah. We've all had to deal with this.
Yeah.
Look, if you want something done right, I just have to do it. That's the plain and simple. This explains a lot about V as a person all through school as well. So you're welcome for that little bit of lore.
So a few things happened very quickly, basically almost instantaneously. The lights go out. You can all hear an audible click coming from the door as though it were locking, trapping you all into this metal vault. And I'm going to roll a dice to see what happens to one of you, which is going to be a 1. So that's going to be the first player. That is going to be Kurt. And Kurt, are you wearing armor?
Change the controller ports, Kurt.
Yeah.
Everybody else, get your nose. Not it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say I would be wearing my standard issue Astra Militarum flak armor.
And how much armor does that provide?
That is 4 armor.
Okay, well, yep, that is a needle hits you right in the chest. And this needle is going to do a lot of things to you because it is poisoned. It is a needle pistol shot, and it has penetration 6, so your armor does not count. The good news is you only take 1.1 wound. However, you have been poison, so you are prone, incapacitated. Make a corruption save at -30 on fortitude. And so let's see. Or if you want to, you know, and this is an ambush, so this is going to be a critical hit. So let me roll that just to see if you want to use a fate point or, because this is body. Body is a...
You said negative 30 on fortitude?
Yes.
Well, that's a zero for me, Ross.
Yep, it is a major, weirdly enough, poison made from the Nurgle cult is really powerful and deadly. I didn't actually do this. It gives an 18 plus. What? Actually, I don't understand this critical hit table because it goes from 1 to 18 plus on the...
What page?
360 for body critical hits. But like it goes one. Yeah, I just need to look at the combat rules on armor. Like I rolled an 8 on the attack roll and... What the fuck? I looked up a lot of this stuff ahead of time, but not the one, like, I just thought I would just roll and it would be obvious what to roll, but it's not a percentile, it's not like a critical.
No.
Here it is. Oh, it's a success level.
Okay.
You roll doubles, calculated, suffers. No, when you roll the group. Yeah, I guess it's, all right, so it's 5 success levels, so that's a 5. A cracked rib, disadvantage on strength and agility checks, and your move is reduced 1 step. So yeah, that needle hit you with a lot of fucking force. I mean, it does have penetration 6, so that actually kind of makes sense. So you also are prone and incapacitated as the poison hits. Now your servo skull is in the room and it bleeps. And yeah, all of you were surprised by this. So we are going to. So yeah, basically all of you in the dark. And you hear Kurt hit the floor, unless you want to spend or burn fate to mitigate this somehow. So I think you could spend fate to ignore conditions. Maybe that's burning fate. Yeah. But you can look that up and get back to me. But the rest of you, what are all of your initiatives?
Did you say he was hit with corruption?
Yes, he has to make a corruption test. So, which he fails automatically because, he does that. So you gain 2 corruption, Kurt, as well.
Okay.
And
my initiative is 6, apparently.
Okay. Rabbit?
Mine is 4.
Okay. Limb?
Where did they put it?
It's at the top of page 2, top left. It's your perception bonus plus your agility bonus.
8? Okay. You get to go first, at least. You're going the same time as your unseen assailant.
I do have a question, super quick. Kurt, do you happen to have the drilled talent?
I do.
Okay, great. I do as well. So I would like to call on Kill Team when you are in the same zone as another member. Oh, wait, I guess that's the question. Am I in the same zone or not?
Not yet. Zones are, okay. This is a pretty large, like, think of like one floor of like a university library. Like there's rows and rows of shelves. It's pretty large. In fact, they have some ancient servitors to help deal with all of this. And so you would have to find him. Now, you heard where he went down, but it is now pitch black. Aside from any light sources you have. So you know approximately where to go. But so when it's your turn, you can do that. I think you'll be going last, actually. So yeah. Lim, yeah, the unseen assailant is doing something. But yeah, you are all pretty spread out. So, the one thing you have is a lot of cover, and they don't have line. The shooter doesn't have line of sight to all of you at once, obviously, because of all these shelves and covers. But on the negative side, you can't. Well, the shooter is, you're in total darkness. So, yeah, what are you going to do, Lim? Can you see in the dark, or do you have a light source you can turn on?
I don't think I can see in the dark. I don't think I have a light source, or actually I do, but it's probably not the moment to throw a grenade.
Well, you wouldn't know where to throw it. You didn't
briefly.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. It's light.
Oh yeah. Well, it's like a flashbang, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it would blind something, and then it would be dark again.
What has a pistol?
I mean, it will create a muzzle. It'll create brief light. You know, it's not like a light source. You can spend fate to just say you have like a lighter or a flashlight or something. I think you can do it for narrative things too, not just rerolling. Right. Again, I'm also thinking about like fate points in Fate, the RPG, not this game. So you could make a check of some kind to spend your action to find a light source.
If
you want to do that,
I will do that. What would that be? Awareness?
Awareness with disadvantage because darkness. If you had like multi-tools or some other, well, not multi-tools, tools, yeah, something that could be a combo tool. That's what I'm thinking of. No. That would definitely, yeah. Or a data slate. Full
speeds, loud hailer. That's just a screaming.
Do you have the laser cutter? One of you has a laser cutter.
No, I have a stub pistol and a las pistol.
Okay. Yeah, so roll awareness with disadvantage.
Okay.
Which means you have to flip it if it would be worse.
All right, so I got an 82. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, no plus. It's challenging, not. So no negative or penalty, but an 82. I imagine your default skill is not. Your awareness is not an 82.
No, it's not. Yeah. And I can't flip it, can I?
You automatically. Yeah, you could spend a fate point to flip it.
Actually, I'm going to spend a fate point to flip it to find some kind of light source.
Okay. Yeah, you find a lighter, you know, low stick lighter, and that fell out of Kurt's pocket and slid across to you. So, yeah.
So you
have a little lighter. You can see, and, you know.
So, I'm actually thinking I don't want this lighter right next to me because that is just an enormous target on my face.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than light it, what I do is light it, and I'm assuming it's not like an like a burning flame. It's like some kind of.
It's like one of those little plasma lighters you get that are USB charged. You know, like you hold it to something flammable, it'll ignite it. It makes a little bit of light. So you could totally grab a book and set it on fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So actually, I do is I grab a book and cut like the book in front of me, so that way. If somebody is seeing me, they won't be able to clearly see where the light's coming from. Light the book on fire and then just twist and throw the book in the middle of the room to give as much illumination as possible.
Do I have to roll sand for this?
I think you're actually everyone give me a discipline check aside from Kurt. Cause you know, Kurt's incapacitated right now. So
what specialization would benefit me here? Because I have a specialization against fear.
Yes, this is fear.
Oh, okay. I also have a specialization of hearing awareness. Should try that.
Oh, shit.
Well, that'll help you detect the shooter, but not find lighters or find light sources. So,
all right. Yeah. Discipline.
Yeah.
All right. I rolled 48 over 35. So I'm undisciplined AF, just like these dice, mm-hmm. which are about to be punished.
So you are scared, frightened. You have, let's see here. You have advantage on awareness and intuition tests because of your heightened senses. However, you have disadvantage on all tests relating to confronting your source of fear. So you, at the end of each round, you can make a discipline fear check to remove this condition. So, yeah.
I have composure. Does that do anything?
I don't know.
Is that a talent?
It's a specialization.
In discipline?
Yes.
With discipline, composure, practice of resisting charm, intimidation, and other social pressures.
So that would be this.
Yeah, that's like lying to people. Like, yes, I'm definitely not trying to betray you. That kind of thing. So fear is the thing that would work here. So, if you fail the check, you're afraid. Minor condition. So, as I mentioned, so you find the lighter, you light a book on fire, you throw it in the middle, you know, between two rows of shelves. So there's a bit of light now. It's still, you can see, all of you can see where Kurt is, but you don't see the killer. And we move, and yeah, so you don't know where the shooter is.
Not dead yet.
Not dead yet. Well, you know, you don't know what the killer's done before. Well, obviously, the killer has
killed. Yeah. You seem dead to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you want to spin any fate? Would fate points help? Well, actually, you want to do something with the rabbit, right? There's your drill thing. So
that's just a talent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that have to be activated on your? Well, we're doing initiative six next, which I believe is the harrow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yes. So yeah, that's all that, you know, lights go out, door locks, body hits the floor, book on fire.
Body hits the floor?
Yeah.
The bodies hit the floor.
Just one body so far.
For now.
Just wait. Yeah, me.
Yeah, are you frightened, by the way?
No.
Okay.
I rolled a 40 under 65. I'm good.
Okay.
So I am going to cloud the minds of all who are near me and be fucking invisible here while I figure shit out. That is 24. So that is 8 success levels plus my psychic focus item. So that's 9 success levels. Fuck you, whoever is trying to see me. And then I'm going to creep closer to Kurt.
Okay. So does that just work in your zone, or is that like anyone who tries to perceive you? Even if you're not aware of them, because obviously...
Until the start of my next turn, a creature or device doesn't perceive you unless it wins an easy awareness test opposing your manifest test.
Okay, so it has to beat what does he have to beat?
It has to beat 9 success levels.
Okay, let's see what is it, his awareness level, so...
I need to add that to my warp charge.
Awareness, okay. He can do that if he rolls low enough. He does not, but, you know...
Well, don't tell me. Want it to be a surprise.
Okay. Well, I mean, you don't know who they are or what they're doing. They're still in the dark. Yeah. So neither of you are aware of the other.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm going to sort of duck down. I'm not going to get right next to Kurt, but I am going to move in Kurt's direction. And I'm assuming I'm not able to also roll like an awareness check since I'm doing other psychic stuff.
Yeah, you're okay. Totally focusing on that. Yeah. Like,
I'm just being invisible and moving slowly Kurtward.
Yeah, you do so. You can get either right next to him or down the Kurt fell between two shelves. So like his feet are in the aisle and yeah, he's lying down in there, you know. He knocked some books over when he got staggered back and you know fell down. But these are big, heavy shelves. He didn't knock it over by slamming into it, or rather falling against it. He didn't really slam. Anyway, yeah, that is your action. And then the rabbit. Did you resist the fear?
No, absolutely not.
You're
Luckily not a crit fail, but like it was close. I rolled a 96. So
it's pretty scary.
Isn't a 96 automatically?
Yes, I think it's 95 or
fudge muffin.
Yeah, that's a critical.
Well, you have that's with advantage.
No.
Yeah, you're a drilled. That means you automatically get advantage to resist frightened.
Okay. Yeah.
I do. Oh my god.
Yeah, and then whenever we're in the same zone as each other, we get plus one success level for something else.
When you're in the same zone, you can choose to act immediately and take an initiative and gain plus one success levels on all tests. So, yeah.
It's really nice.
You don't crit fail it.
No, that's the whole team. That's the bonus to it. The base level gives you plus one to discipline tests for every ally with drill talent in the same zone as you.
Okay. So you'd have to purchase kill team separately. Okay.
We would have to purchase kill team.
Okay. But yeah, you so with
the advantage, I have kill team already. Okay. I came with kill team. So
okay. Ooh.
Yeah.
So did you succeed then with the advantage, or is it
still no? I still failed. It's just not a
crit.
Yeah, not a critical fail.
All right. Well, it's still scary. You thought you were safe here in the library of all places.
I mean, this is a sacred space.
It is. It really is. So, yeah, what do you want to do? You see the light, you see the book on fire in the aisle, you see Kurt down. Yeah.
Okay, obviously there's a lot of noise going on, but...
Not a huge amount of noise.
I mean, there's a book on fire, there's a little bit of noise.
The book on fire isn't too loud.
But... Yeah. It's kind of ASMR, kind of like crackling. You know? It's very old.
Yeah, that's crackling.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Okay, so riddle me this.
Mm-hmm.
When we came in and we spoke to the guy at the front, and me and Lim went one way, and then the Harrow and Kurt went another way, would I have seen enough of the layout of the library to kind of like... Okay, sorry. I'm trying... Mm-hmm. The way I want to ask this, basically... Is it the kind of thing where Kurt and the Harrow like turned a corner and like went in a completely opposite direction? Or would it be that I would have actually been able to see enough of the map to call upon my eidetic memory to be able to like find my way around even where it's like kind of dark to like maybe deduce where the guy is hiding from based on the layout of the area?
Yeah, that's, well, you, not so much as the lay at the air, but you could see how Kurt fell. You could see that he was shot in the front. you know, there's a big needle in his chest, and it pierced his armor. So yeah, give me a logic test. I'll give you -10 because you're not, you have a basic idea of the layout, but yeah, you're thinking quickly, right? Yeah.
That is a 48 under, you said logic?
Mm-hmm.
54.
That's with the negative.
So with that, you kind of realize, yeah, the Kurt was probably just standing near the aisle, you know, or between the two shelves in the aisle, and the guy and the shooter, it must be the archivist, unless there's a hidden second person in there. Whoever the shooter is, was shooting from the front desk and just nailed him and must be up there in that vicinity somewhere. Well, you know, depending on how fast they moved, you don't hear them moving, but it is okay. Carpeted down here, so it's rather a lot of soundproofing, you know. So you have an idea of that they're in front of you, not behind you. Yeah.
Okay, well then, can I shoot towards the front desk on the off chance that I'd be able to hit them?
Yeah, you can shoot. Go ahead and roll. Just roll with disadvantage.
It doesn't matter because I rolled an 88, which is definitely a crit fail.
Okay, let's see here. A crit fail here with this is, you went to your teammates. They were not really in between you and them. I'll say you shoot. Well, no, yeah. I'll say your gun heats up and you haven't been maintaining it or something's wrong with it.
I haven't been maintaining it. I don't give a crap about guns. That's Kurt's job.
So your gun starts lighting up, but nothing, like your gun, like the battery light comes on it. And ding. So you're illuminated by a bright red light from your gun. It's a las pistol, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so you're illuminated and you don't shoot anything. So, fuck. Yep, guess what's going to happen at the new round? So
nothing. Nothing, because
that's an excellent guess. I support that guess.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah, so you're illuminated, you can't really see anything, so you're also shot. And I don't imagine you have more than 6 armor.
Oh. Where did I put all of that? That's a great question, V. Where did
I mean, that's like heavy armor. Like, yeah.
Yeah, probably not.
You might have a flak jacket, but like that would be like 4 armor. Like,
yeah, armor should be listed in the middle of your second page.
Yeah.
No, so, I understand that's where it should be listed. Okay, that's what I have. I have the Astromilitarum flak armor. So yeah, so I have 4 armor, but that's it.
So you're going to be also hit with the needle. But you two, the Harrow and Lim, can roll awareness with disadvantage because it's pitch black, but it, you know, makes a little sound, and now you're looking and hearing in the right direction. Now, Lim, with your hearing, you can use that skill. It's still disadvantage because it's total dark.
Wouldn't she just be rolling normal because she has advantage?
Oh, you have advantage fear? With it? Okay, yeah. So that negates that.
Well, because fear gives you advantage on awareness, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you fail to save, yeah. So normally it's disadvantage, but anyways, Rabbit, the question is, do you want to burn a fate or do you just want to get hit with a needle?
Burn a fate.
I mean, this is like, if all of you go down, like, yeah, it's this is major poison. This is
I rolled 12.
This is also like, there's going to have to be a medical test to like save your character's life. This is how bad the poison is. So
okay, yeah. I will I'll burn a fate.
Okay, so you're looking at your gun and you hold it up to your chest to try and like, oh shit, trying to remember your drills, which you actually do, genetic memory, but then a needle just drives through your pistol barrel and bing, your pistol's gone, but you're still alive. So you got that going for you. And
I mean, could be worse.
Yeah, Lim, you made your awareness check.
Yeah, I rolled a 12.
Yeah, you could hear a poof, you know, from the silenced needle pistol, and you know exactly where the shooter is. They've moved from the desk and they're standing in front of the desk or sort of like leaning out from a row, you know, and yeah, you know exactly where they are. So you have initiative 6, I believe, right? Or no, that's 8. The Harrow. Yeah. Oh, 8, you're moving at the same time. So yeah.
Yeah.
You can act. You can shoot. It would be -10 because the shooter does have cover, but yeah. You would not have disadvantage.
What would shooting be under?
It's BS range. Plus 6 skill.
Yeah, ballistic skill. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And then if you have the ranged skill, if you have any extra advances.
No, I don't. So it's just 29 for me.
Mm-hmm. So you'd have a 19 because it's he's behind light cover. Or you could charge them if you prefer to melee them. It's not you'd have to make an athletics check to cover the ground this round. But if you succeed athletics, you'd be able to get into melee.
Stealth? And yeah, I'm in the dark. So can't I just, using like the flickering, uncertain shadows, creep as close as I possibly can?
I mean, depends on how they're seeing.
Yeah, you don't know. Hear them. You don't know what they're equipped with. You can hear them, but you don't see them. You don't know what they look
like. I mean, if I know, did Kirk get shot before or after the lights went out?
It happened more or less simultaneously, like within a second.
And Rabbit got shot after she lit up, right?
Yeah.
So but if this is like a library, so there's like stuff. Can't I use cover? I'm going to use cover to get as close as I possibly can. Because I'm assuming from what we've seen so far is it seems like whoever it is relying on vision and not just night vision. So they're attacking in light.
Well, I mean, Rabbit kind of illuminated herself give me stealth. You will have advantage on this because you are very, it is pitch black. Well, actually, no, it's a normal because, a killer's very, make a normal a stealth test. This will be opposed.
All right. So my normal stealth is 50 and I rolled betrayal 83. I trip and eat shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just too scared.
Do you have any fate left to switch?
I have one.
This is the time to burn the one. Or not burn, but this is the time to use the one.
You need to beat 5 success levels.
Oh.
I'm guessing that burning one would not beat 5 success levels.
I mean, burning is permanent. Spending would be...
Spending one would not good enough.
Yeah, it depends on how many success levels you get from it.
It would make it a 38 under 50.
So it's like 2 success levels, so yeah.
Yeah, no. So no, I'll just...
All right. Yeah. They are. Yeah. You move forward towards them, getting ready to flank them, but they know that you're coming. You bump into some. You knock a few books over as you're trying to rush. Some of these books are leaning out of the shelves. They've just crammed books and documents in here over the years. You can papers fall behind you. So that's initiative 8. Initiative 6. The Harrow. Yeah. Did you make your awareness check?
Yes, I got a 32.
Yeah, that would work either way. So
I know where they are.
You can hear approximately where they are. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, you can shoot. It would be negative 10 because they are leaning from a cover. Yeah.
I'm trying to. So here's the thing. I have my compel ability. It says the range is short, target one creature.
I'm going to say
it doesn't say anything about whether or not I need to see them.
I will say you need to see them.
Ask you about.
Yeah, you need to see them. Yeah.
Okay. In that case, I'm just going to.
Unless you have to. Is there like a telepathy, like a mind reading thing or a mind link?
I mean, my specialty is in telepathy. That's my.
If you establish, I would say you can make a check to try and telepathically connect with him. If you do that,
I mean, I'm fine with just having to get closer to where they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Just do that. Yeah.
Yeah. In that case, I'm just going to move slowly toward them.
Okay, stealth.
And since I'm sustaining my invisible bullshit, which has cost me another warp thing.
Okay, go and give me stealth.
I don't have to reroll.
Oh, yeah, you don't. I mean, he can't perceive you, so yeah.
Yeah.
So, a new round. So, the both of you actually need to give me new awareness checks because the killer is going to move. Sorry, Rabbit didn't get to act before we get to do that, so yeah. Oh. Rabbit, what are you going to do?
Is there... Okay, I respect books a little too much, so is there anything that I can remember having seen around that is heavy that I could also potentially pick up and throw?
Yeah, there are chairs, there's a little stepladder thing, there's a little rolling stepladder thing. You could like crouch behind and push forward as mobile cover. But if you want to throw something, I would say, yeah, there's like a broken part that they were going to use to fix a servitor that they left. So yeah, there's like a big metal thing the size of a baseball, essentially. But kind of rectangular. Yeah, some sort of metal part.
Great. I would like to pick that up and throw it in the general direction of where I got shot at from.
Okay. Did you make your awareness check to see where the killer was?
37 on the awareness under Fudge Muffins, 35.
Okay. Well, you had disadvantage without having some sort of...
Oh, sure.
Yeah, like Lim has advantage, has super hearing, and the hero is psychic, so yeah, you don't have those things. So yeah, you would have failed them out. So yeah, you can roll athletics. You know, yeah, roll with disadvantage, yeah.
I'm gonna... Does anybody know how to melt down plastic dice? That's a 99.
Okay.
Did you switch sets? You gotta switch.
I did. Sets. I switched today. I purposefully made the choice to switch. I think
you
just
heat them up a lot is what you
did. All right. This is going to hit one of them. One of your buddies. Like, I don't know what else. Yeah. You just get missed. You just sent it in the wrong direction.
This is why I don't fight. I'm just going
to. Yeah. So the harrow, you may be undetectably psychic, but. Physics still works. You get bonked on the head for 2 wounds.
Ow.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
So yeah, new round. Now the killer is going to try and reposition. So meanwhile, Kurt, did you find anything you could use to like bring your character into action, or you're just gonna have to wait for that Medicaid?
So let me.
Yeah.
Let me run all this by you.
Sure.
So I'm poison major, correct? So poisoned is a condition.
Mm-hmm.
Poison major means I become prone and incapacitated, which basically means I can't do anything.
Yeah.
I can't move or take actions. I can't defend myself. That's incapacitated. I don't know why they have both when incapacitated just kind of takes care of it all. But it is also, this is a very hard poison, correct? One negative 30. Okay.
Yeah.
So that means that in 1d5 hours, I just die. So, now, poisoned itself is a condition that implies 2 other conditions. If I go over to my fate, it says, remove 1 condition for just spending 1 fate.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I just spend a fate, can I remove poison but still remain prone and incapacitated, or would I need to...
I would say you could remove... You'd have to remove the other 2 conditions first. So, you would have to spend all of your fate to...
I only have 1 fate point because we haven't recharged...
Oh, that's right, yeah. So you can remove incapacitated.
That's right, we haven't recharged. Shoot. Yeah. I also only have 1 then.
Yep. Ended on a cliffhanger. You'll get to recharge after this.
Okay.
At scene. So yeah, you can come too. You'll still be poisoned. That'll be a check.
I'll still be poisoned and prone.
Yeah. So you wake up. What's your initiative?
6.
6, okay. It's a new round. The killer and Lim act at the same time. The killer is going to try and maneuver... hide again as Lim is trying to creep forward towards the killer. So first the killer will make their stealth check with advantage because total darkness.
Get advantage then.
And so you need to only gets 2 success levels. So yeah, make a awareness check.
I'm making an awareness check.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So first we're going to see if you can hear where the killer is moving to. And then we'll see if the killer detects you.
All right. I rolled exactly 50. My awareness is 41, but I do have hearing as a specialization.
Well, yeah, that's how you're doing this, you know. So that's what's giving you advantage, I think. So with 50, you win.
You have a 50 with your hearing, or is 50 your base awareness?
50 is my... No. My base awareness is 41. 50 is what I rolled.
Okay. So you could flip that to a 5 because you have advantage on hearing test, I think.
Then I will flip that to a 5.
And so you get more success levels so you can hear where the killer is moving to. And the killer is moving towards the far wall, basically hugging the aisle at the end of the thing. You know, there's like there's 2 main rows of bookshelves. And so there's 3 aisles, right? You know, the outside, the middle, and the other side. And now they're moving to the far one. So you hear them. Now you make your stealth check, and we'll see if the killer is aware that you are sneaking up on them. And that
is 27 under 50 for stealth.
27 under 50? Yeah. You don't know. But are you just focusing on maneuvering? or are you going to do something? You're still partially obstructed. You could charge, but if you shoot, it'd still be at a negative 10.
Also, my BS is BS, because my BS is 29, but my melee is 38.
Yeah. So do you want to try and charge?
Yes.
Okay. Give me athletics to cover the ground in one fell swoop.
It's never dexterity.
No, because dexterity is not used for
dexterity is charge stuff, not running.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe I'm a gymnast and I want to do backflips towards stuff to people.
It's the stage magician skill, and not the street fighter. Athletics. Yeah.
Well, my athletics sucks. It's 32. So
okay. Well, depending on how you roll, you can spend a fate point. So yeah.
I rolled a 91.
Okay.
Well, you can spend my last fate point and turn that into a 19 and just run up on them.
Yep, you get in there. Go ahead and give me that attack roll. You get a plus 20 because you charged.
Okay, so I get a plus 20, which means I have a 58 in melee.
Mm-hmm. And what are you attacking with?
Well, yeah, I do.
Okay, yeah. You can just stab him.
I rolled a 57 under 58.
All right, guess what? That still hits. 58, so the last number is an 8, so that's a 6 through 10, so that is the body. It's a regular hit, so I believe it's... Let me look at the...
Keeping in mind, I'm only 5'1", so I can. So if it's a big person, there's only so high it can go up.
Well, let's see here. Armory. Where is the armory? Armory. Weapons. Melee weapons. Mundane weapons. Here we go. Knife, knife, knife. Knife does damage... What's your strength bonus?
What
is the tens column of your strength score?
Oh, thank you. 3.
3? You inflict 3 damage on them. And yeah, because you got 0. You got 1. Well, no, it's 4. You got 1 success level. So you inflict 4 damage. You stab them. And they're like, you feel like a gasp of surprise. They didn't hear you coming. So you're very sneaky in the dark, it turns out. But yeah, they're still up and they spent their action sneaking, so they don't have a chance to shoot back at you. So initiative 6, which is Harrow and Kurt. So
I'm going to help Kurt get up.
Okay.
I don't care if Kurt can see me.
Yeah. Some unseen force picks you up.
Oh, no. He'd immediately see me once I pick him up. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I know full for shit right now near him that I can't use psychic.
Probably the single worst person he could have picked first. Because I can see in the dark with my photo bike.
All right, yeah, you turn them on.
Yep. See in the dark.
You can see in the dark. And yeah, you can see Lim is on top of the archivist. And they're tussling up front near the front desk. And so that takes one action to get up. I mean, you could shoot into melee if you want, or you could spend your action moving up closer towards the archivist. Yeah.
Can I charge him with my knives?
That would be, athletics negative 10. You're a little far away to get. If you fail, you just won't be able to get into melee this round.
Okay. So I got a 33 under 41.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That adrenaline's dive a hell of a drug.
Dive
yeah.
tackle.
do I get a melee hit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Plus 20, you're charging.
All right. The 35 under 68.
Damn. All right.
So what am I rolling again for damage?
What are you using?
I am using my knives.
Knives just do a fixed amount of damage. It's 0 plus your strength bonus plus your success levels.
0 plus my strength bonus, which is 3, plus my success level, which was 2.
All right. So you do 5.
5. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, your crit was to charge him, so yeah.
Yes.
Okay. You stabbed the shit out of him. He's still up. But you've got him in melee.
I should have stabbed him with the needle. Never mind.
Just pull it out. I was like, how do you like it? Yeah.
I believe this is yours.
The Harrow, are you also trying
I assumed that my round was eaten up by helping
Yeah, actually, yeah, you're down. Right. Yeah.
Otherwise, it seems like it would be giving me two actions. And that's I'm sustaining my invisibility from everyone else. Kurt can see me.
Yeah.
So I'm slowly gaining warp charge.
And then finally, the rabbit. Yeah. You can hear a bunch of commotion coming up front. I think it's still in total darkness up front. As Lim is super hearing, and Kurt has, you know, ability to see in the dark.
Yeah, and at this point, I am not going to try and combat anymore. I have gotten myself shot at with a needle and had to burn a fate point, and then I hurt the harrow. So I think I'm good. Okay. I did have a question though, because mm-hmm. I don't fully understand this mechanic. So with wounds and stuff, is there like, how do you recover from wounds? Because my thought is like, if I can get to the harrow, then I could like make a Medicaid or something.
You have no possible. Idea where I am. It's fine. Don't worry about
it. Yeah. You don't know that you hit the harrow. Yeah, you just thought you threw it off into the distance. You heard it hit something, but you don't know what it was. Actually, you probably wouldn't even heard that because of the psychic power. So yeah, you're pretty sure you didn't hit anybody.
Well, okay, all right. Well, V knows, and V's metagaming, so fine. Yeah. You know what is there? You know what? Fuck it. Is there something else heavy that I could throw? Why not?
Yeah.
What's the worst that could happen?
There's many heavy books. You could chuck a book, yeah.
Great, let's chuck a book.
Yeah. Athletics.
Oh, 19.
All right. Yeah, that actually hits. I'll say that does. What's your strength bonus?
My strength bonus is 3.
All right, it'll do 3 damage because it's not going to do more than that. It is a book. Yeah. It's not designed to be aerodynamics. You don't get your success levels. Well, you do get that.
Yeah, throwing is a skill that you work up when you're...
All right, so Lim and the killer have the same initiative. And so the killer is going to try and shoot you before you stab him again. So this is really going to be an opposed roll about who... Well, yeah, are you going to try and dodge, or are you going to let not just go full offense? You know that he has a gun, and you can't see it. So you can't really, unless you get away from him, you're not going to be able to dodge it. Or, yeah, so if you melee him, he's just going to be able to hit you. He will have a penalty because, you know, he's being stabbed repeatedly now. But you're at point blank range, so that kind of, actually, that would negate it, yeah. So Lim, you know, yeah, are you still attacking again, or what are you doing?
I'm going to try to stab them again, just to say, so, like, you don't have to tell me, you know, we don't want to meet again. But I do want to point out that this person has actually any connection to chaos, they are probably feeling pretty shitty right now. And just in general, even if they don't, having me sitting on them and stabbing them is probably pretty similar to when you stick your hand under your desk at school and accidentally put it in someone else's gum, like emotionally.
Yeah.
That gets me anything.
I'm saying that, yeah, the killer definitely feels that, but also the being stabbed really feels bad. So,
just want to say, like, I'm just trying to claw my way into anything.
Yeah, go roll normal weapon skill. No,
I'm
going
to roll me, man.
Yeah, you can spend an action to dodge instead of attacking.
Dodge would be what? Also athletics?
I believe so. It's one of the combat actions.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Do-do-do-do-do, move, actions, the battlefield. Do-do-do-do. Actions, dodge. Page 208.
It's reflexes.
Yeah, reflexes. Dodge. Yeah. If you have the dodge specialization, I guess. Yeah.
I don't have the dodge specialization, but my reflexes are actually higher than my athletics. My reflexes are 45.
Yeah.
So you
can just dodge out of the way because you know the gun's coming. All right. This will be an opposed test. Oops.
54?
1.
5.
Yep. That is going to be in the head. So that will be a critical hit if you want to take that, or you could burn a fate point for that to not hit you a needle in the head. And where's that going to hit
your total fate points go down by 1, but you don't get shot in the head.
Yeah. Let me look and see what a head. Let's just peer into an alternate reality where 7 success wounds, major eye wound. So the needle would go into your eye. So you can have that happen, or you can burn a fate point.
Ross. I thought you were cool.
Why would you think that?
I don't know why you thought that, Kara. Come on.
Because the other games I played are Delta Green, and Ross fed me this sweet line, but it's not going to be like that this time. It's going to be different.
Yeah, because you have this thing called fate that lets you not die.
Kara, I don't know if you know this, but in the 41st millennium, well...
And then now I'm taking... Coming out of nowhere, taking a needle to the freaking eye. Mm-hmm. Freaking well, eye.
Yeah, I forgot to add the extra success levels to damage. This would be like 8 damage plus.
No, I'll permanently burn one of my beautiful fate points.
Alright, yeah.
The dodge out of the way, but freaking eye.
Yeah, the needle hits the ceiling and narrowly misses you. And yeah, the... Kurt, yeah, he can't do shit.
Okay.
You could stab him again. If you had, you could pull out another weapon if you
want. Wait, actually,
yeah,
I think that this is something we do need to narrate somewhat more. Is the what Kara is doing is the Emperor protects, which is you completely avoid damage by some unlikely chance. So, in what weird way does it miss?
Oh yeah, you could narrate that. Yeah. Oh, you know what? A book from the bookshelf. You're fighting next to a bookshelf, right? A book falls. And precipitously falls in front of you, blocking the needle. And it's a prayers to the Emperor.
Here we like, go.
Yeah, just fortuitously.
Actually,
yeah.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Not to underscore, it's actually a treatise on the existence of the pariah gene and if it can be located, and if the locus is in the genetic code or other spiritual abnormalities.
There you go. Oh, I love that. So yeah, it hits. The book takes the needle. Let's see. That's his third or is that his third or his fourth round? So one, two, three.
Third, I believe.
Yeah, third.
The first was Kurt. Mm-hmm. The second was Rabbit's gun, and the third mm-hmm. one is yep. All right. This one.
Yeah. So
I'm now thinking this Dragon Ball bridged. Oh, you just better kill me.
Yeah. So yeah, Kurt and now this guy is heavily damaged. He's bleeding. He was just pegged in the head with a book. He's been stabbed twice. Yeah. You can see that he's pretty messed up, Kurt. You actually have the photo visor, so you get to act nice.
Yeah, so here's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Is I'm going to leave my knife in him, and then I'm going to pull my what do I call it? My auto pistol, and I'm just going to stitch him up the middle.
Yeah, point blank range.
Is close. It has the close tag on it, so I don't get disadvantage for immediate range.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do rapid fire. So I'm going to actually gain advantage on the attack roll and increase the damage by 3.
Okay. So you're going to give him a zipper down the middle.
Yes. Advantage, range. That's a 45 on the dot.
All right.
So it is 5 plus 3. And I don't get any success levels, but it's still 8 damage.
That is enough to down him. He had 17 wounds total, and he had 5 left. So yeah, he goes down.
Oh, is he dead instantly, or
unless somebody wants to try and like save him, he is bleeding out.
Oh, I don't care if he dies. I'm asking if he's dead instantly.
No, correct. I'd say he's bleeding out. It wasn't a critical hit, so
because as soon as he drops, I'm going to ask Lim to back away from him, and I'm going to invade his fucking mind.
Yeah. All right, go for it.
Lim, if you would step back, please.
You also have a brand new needle pistol. One needle left.
Oof. Wait, only brought exactly enough for each of us? That's insulting. You fucker. I'm not going to invade your mind nicely anymore.
All right.
You were going to do it nicely?
Let's see. It's a challenging test, so no bonus. Mm-hmm. Where is my score? That is a 59 mm-hmm. under 60. Ooh, so just barely.
Well, he failed his will save, so yeah.
Okay, so what do I do? I roll something. Oh, 1 success level. No, wait, 2 success levels with my psychic focus. So, can learn about an object, location, or creature significant to the target and the nature of its importance. So, I want to know who sent them.
Oh, you get a vision. Give me a discipline test.
I don't like that. What kind of discipline? Fear? Psychic?
Corruption. To resist corruption, I think probably fear would work.
Okay. Because I have different bonuses for fear. And
yeah, you get a memory of his dream from Father Nurgle. So.
Gotcha. Ought six, so I'm good.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. You get a vision of Father Nurgle telling that praising the archivist for his good work in driving in getting people outside the walls of the town and near the hill to get as many people to the hill as possible. And near the hill because they'll have better dreams and soon all will be part of the Father Nurgle's family. And soon then the hill will open up and the great crusade will begin.
Okay. The Harrow sits down because warp charge is getting high.
Yep.
And just starts whispering hoarsely that the hill outside of town. Is Nurgle one that I shouldn't say the name of, by the way?
You probably shouldn't say the name of any of them, because okay. A normal person knowing the names of them is highly illegal.
Forces of chaos using something in the hill outside of town to corrupt dreams.
So, Rabbit, you find the lights and turn them back on. And yeah, so Kurt doesn't look good.
I barf on the corpse and sit down.
Yeah.
You can now see that, like, I look really smacked up for some reason. I don't know. It's, something happened to the Harrow in the dark.
He must have got in some good, you know, yeah.
Yep, probably
definitely it. Nothing I did. No reason to assume that.
Who has the highest Medicaid score?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. It's me.
You do have the servo skull, which gives you a bonus, and yeah. I will say you do find a little, I assume, yeah, you search the body and yeah, you find a weird looking key. It looks very, very old. And you know, Rabbit, that it is it's a military design. Like this is for a military vault or door or hatch, but this is a design that is hundreds or thousands of years old. And the other thing that you find is a vial, and give me a Medicaid test, challenging.
So it's really important for me that you all understand that I've changed my dice. So this is with a new pair of dice. It's a 99.
Okay.
I can't even do anything about it. I guess I can spend a fate to re-roll because yes. That's all I've got. Okay.
You can, in fact, do that.
Because, oh my god.
We need you for stuff.
I know.
Rabbit. I really need okay. You to pull this together. Okay.
Mm-hmm. A 23 under all 64 right. Base. So
you don't. So this vial is not more of the poison. It is, in fact, an antidote in case he poisoned himself while, you know, poisoning his needles.
Sure.
So, yeah, you can use that to treat Kurt. If you trust.
I mean, I guess, I suppose. Yeah.
Kurt, give me.
Would like to do that.
Give me another fortitude test because this will cure you, but it's still derived from, you know, Nurgle cult shit. So. It is still corrupting.
Base or
this is a base, yeah. No penalty on this one. It's not as strong.
30 on the dot.
Yeah, all right. No hell extra corruption. Yeah. So yeah, you looking at him, yeah, you think he at least one of the cultists who was going around poisoning people with a needle pistol would be child's work. He would just have to hit somebody while they're sleeping and then retrieve the needle so no one would find it. And yeah. Very, very, very easy. So, but yeah, you find out that there's a lot of material hidden in the front desk that he was using. And it shows the location of a concealed hatch in the hill near where the statue is that would lead into an underground military facility. But these plans are centuries old. So something's down there. You have no idea. You can give me a lore test. Any of you can give me a lore test. Negative 10, though, to identify some of the symbols on here.
Negative 10's not great for my score.
41 under 64.
Okay. 86 over 34. Still literate. Yeah.
It's, yeah, if you fail it, boy, those sure are symbols. But Rabbit, you realize that these are symbols associated with the Inquisition, in particular, symbols that would be used to liaison with the military, you know, requisitioning troops and that kind of thing. So this is built by the facility, you guess, was built by the Astra Militarum, but it was at the behest of the Inquisition. And something happened centuries ago, and obviously they covered it up quite literally with a hill and forgot about it. So, but something's rotten in it. You can tell that much. The hovels are all at the base of the hill, like very near it. So you look through these. No one heard this fight, by the way. No one knows that this happened because the vault is soundproofed and isolated at the bottom of the council house, you know. And you find these plans. There's only one hatch, it looks like, in and out of this facility. Well, it looks like they used to have a freight elevator, but that looks like it was demolished at some point. So there's only one way in, and there is a long drop or a long ladder leading to it's not a huge little facility, for one you could tell. The schematics are not like, they're kind of vague. There's a lot of documentation missing, but you know where the hatch is. It's near the base of the statue in a concealed area. And you find, there's essentially, with this key, it'll resonate with the hatch entrance and it'll pop open when you get near. So
does it seem as though the statue was perhaps keeping the hatch shut?
It does seem like, give me a tech use, a check.
Oh shit.
Or someone can give me a tech use check.
Tech 25. I actually make that.
Judging from the lines, the statue is actually, yes, somehow connected to this facility. You're guessing actually that the statue was built over part of the facility that was built, that it was above ground that they couldn't get rid of, but as part of the method to hide it. But yeah, these symbols are totally alien to you in terms of like what they signify. This is like some sort of technical, you'd have to be a tech priest to sort of decipher what they were trying to do, or it's just not here. You'd have to go to the place to check it out. So yeah, but you have a needle pistol now.
Does somebody want this?
Do they have any ammo?
It has one shot left in it with Nurgle poison.
One needle left.
Yeah.
I can't take it. It won't work anymore. I think you should take it. I do not think you should carry anything like that.
You could unload it.
It's best not to leave it laying around. I'll take it for now.
No, I'll take it. And then it can't hurt anyone. And will probably be broken forever.
Well, my plan was, since I would not be an especially good shot, to simply hold it out and psychically force someone to shoot themselves with it.
Okay.
I am concerned that will drive you insane, and I will have to kill you, which would be a very huge disappointment to our Patreon.
Why would that be more damaging to my personality than anything else we've done?
No, it's just one more additional thing.
So, Rabbit or anybody else, do you want to do anything else in the archives, or do you want to leave?
So, we know that it's obviously a military thing.
Or it was.
Yeah. I guess I would like to look and just see if there's any documentation on it, try and find as much information as we can so we know what to expect.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, I mean, obviously it's possible that the whole thing has been scraped clean, but, like, there's also a possibility that it's not, right?
Yeah, you can give me another logic test.
That is, 33.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah, with a crit. The cult, their motives were to get people near the hill, to sleep near the hill. And with the Harrows realizing that he received visions in his dreams, the cultist got visions in his dreams. There is something, you theorize there is something evil, something chaos in this bunker, and people near it who sleep receive dreams from it or become vulnerable to it. And so the poisonings are, the cult is doing it to scare people or to get people kicked out of the town, you know, quarantined, right? So that they'll sleep in the hovels outside of town and become, you know, have dreams and become vulnerable to its evil.
How fun. Love this for us.
We should kill them all. To be sure.
All the people that are sleeping near it?
Yes.
Okay, well, why don't we go and see if we can figure out the source of the dreams first, and then we'll go from there.
It's chaos.
Yes.
You seemed uncertain. That's the source.
Yes, perhaps there is an artifact or something inside this bunker that is projecting the chaos, is what I was trying to get at.
That is very smart. So
I know.
Because killing them all would take a long time.
Yes, that is precisely the reason, and no other reason. Yes.
All right. So the four of you climb out of the vault. You know.
Actually, before I go out last because I have to purge my warp charge before I leave. So I'm going to fuck up this library slightly. All right.
I was going to say, just do it in the library, man. Fuck this library.
Yeah, I mean, it's sealed off.
Okay, well, I keep not rolling above a 45 on these, so hoarfrost. The library just gets a thin layer of frost over it, and it's unnaturally cold in there for a while.
That's going to fuck with the books, for sure. All those old county records. Yeah, all those marriage certificates and the birth records. You leave the vault covered in frost, you know, leave the council house, and it sounds like you want to just go straight to the hill.
Well, is there a way that, like, what time of day is it?
This was pretty, like, let's see here. You got to the council house in the morning, and so you've been, it's probably like mid-afternoon. It's still daytime. Mm. It's like a nice spring day.
I would like to get a torch.
Actually, no, I'll say it's fall. Yeah. Okay, you can get a torch.
Like the British version of torch. Flashlight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you can get a flashlight. Yeah, that technology still exists 40,000 years in the future.
In the 41st millennium, there are no flashlights. There are only torches because this is a game made by British people.
Also, you recover all your fate points since this is now a new session.
Great. I get all two of them back. Thank God.
Hey, me too.
You could just say, I don't want any fate points anymore. You could just, if you don't want the two fate points, you don't have to have
them. Oh, that's okay. I'll take it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you get a torch. You have a flashlight. All of you can get flashlights. Yeah.
So what is our next step? I worry that simply leaving people to sleep this evening, though Lim's plan is a little bit beyond our means. We do need to find a way to clear people away from that hill.
Yeah, I'd say there's at this point
we don't know who we can trust.
There's probably a little under 400 people in the town. There's probably about 100 outside the town. So plus another 100 soldiers between the tank company, the infantry, and the support personnel. So yeah, that's how many people are in this little area. So
I mean, I'll probably be fine, but I'm not sure the rest of you want to go there in the dark at nighttime. Also, I also do not want to go there in the dark.
I mean, you can go right now.
It was very scary.
I mean, yeah, why wouldn't we go now? Is there a reason not to go right now?
He was shot, and I point at Kurt.
Yep. Oh, have we had the servitor skull and or rabbit see if it would be possible for us to make more antidote, perhaps? Is that a thing that we could investigate? Because that would be a concern.
You already used it, so you don't have any more to make more with. You would need a sample.
Could, hold on, but yeah. Could we, since we still have a vial of the toxin, could we put the servo skull to work creating an antidote from the toxin?
Also, let's just take a bunch of Kurt's blood. He makes plenty.
Okay.
All of my blood.
All right.
Kurt, you make more blood after a while, right?
You make more blood after a while.
Yeah. No. Give me some orange juice. I'll be fine.
Wow. Kurt's superpower is turning orange juice into blood.
You have a Medicaid skull and a kit so you can try, but you don't exactly have a medical lab, right? Mm-hmm. And you're not a tech priest or a scientist specialized in this kind of thing. So I'm going to say it's a Medicaid test negative 30, given these circumstances. So it'd
be plus the skull minus 30?
No, it's just all like that lets you try because you have this. Yeah. Yeah.
That's three, baby.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. My dice take another wound. For a bit. One point of wound damage. You have to bleed for this. So you cultivate something. There's probably little traces left in the vial, and Kurt's blood. And, you know, I'm not going to, you know, pretend I'm House MD, techno babbling.
Hold on, let's crack open Phase Anatomy and figure out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I need to roll up some medical jargon.
Surprise, the game has changed.
Tech priests are going to be real mad at us for inventing new technology.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So many heresies. So yeah, you have one vial. You make one dose. It's -30 per dose. So yeah, and that takes like an hour.
If you wish, Kurt, I can restore your damage from combat. You're the one more likely to need to be at 100%.
Go for it. I can't feel any worse than I already do.
Okay. Oh nonsense.
Yeah, you're taped. Your ribs are taped up at least.
All right, 61 out of 80 on healing.
Kinesio tape.
Let's see. Target heals wounds equal to your willpower bonus plus the target's toughness bonus. So that's 4 from me. What's your toughness, Kurt?
3.
So 7 plus 2 success levels, so 9. You heal a lot if you need.
Well, I only needed 2, but thank you.
Yeah, the needle only does 1 damage. Like Yeah, it's what it delivers is the danger. You know, the lethal poison, the poison meant to kill Kurt, that poison.
That
yeah.
Poison.
Kurt's
yeah.
poison.
So you spend an hour.
Kurt could name it.
you also realize, Rabbit, that this poison is derived from Nurgle, like, tissue, like the diseased tissue. That's why it's so deadly.
Maybe I shouldn't tell anybody that. That feels like information that Kurt probably wouldn't like knowing.
Give me a discipline test, mental rabbit.
Oh, no. Can I keep this exciting information to myself?
Oh, no. This is just because you made it. You were using corrupting materials to make it.
Oh, yeah. To not flip out.
Yeah.
Well, that's a 95. So,
all right. That's 2 points of corruption.
My dice are returning to fail me after doing so well.
Plus 1 success level for being within zone of me.
I don't think that matters, though, yeah, unfortunately. No,
like those tests and certain effects and things, yeah.
So, yeah, you basically, yeah, leave the council house. You go back to your rooms at the inn and eat and rest for a bit, and you make the antidote. So an hour's passed, so it's like, you know, later afternoon. Yeah.
So do we simply charge in and face whatever chaos we find there? Do we attempt to roust people away from the hill to create some safer perimeter before going in, which would likely alert whatever may lurk there, but maybe just as bad either way? I'm not a strategic thinker generally, so I don't know what would be a good approach.
I think we should get more grenades.
Unfortunately, they tend not to have those stocked well at farm communities.
I mean, the House Paxo tank company and infantry company would definitely have them. However, remember, officially here is neutral observers. They're not going to give you weapons unless you tell them.
Are they tank?
Huh?
Isn't there a tank?
There are like 5 tanks.
They have tanks. We do not have tanks.
They're not going to. Yeah. You're here as medical observers or medical personnel to try and stop this plague outbreak. Remember?
Yes, and now we know how to stop it. We need to take a tank to the statue.
The statue's gone. It was quite possible.
Yeah, it's this facility is like the statue's on a hill, and the bunker's built into the hill. It goes below the hill, so it's below ground. So the tank wouldn't be able to get to it unless you know tanks can't. There, it's not a huge hill, but it's enough that a tank is not going to level it at least easily, and they're not going to want to waste all that ammo.
We can get
all right. We don't have to ask them.
Kurt, what were you saying?
We can talk to Scud. Maybe if we get him out, he can make us a distraction.
Yeah. All right. You go back to the council house. You know, Archon, the council leader, is there doing paperwork. You know, he seems fine. He doesn't know that the archivist was a chaos cultist and is dead in the basement.
Dead in the basement, covered in hoarfrost.
Yeah,
Boyle. I say, have you noticed it's gotten colder in here?
Yeah, Boyle is there. He's like, hey,
Can you make a distraction?
What's in it for me?
We'll get you out of here.
Well, yeah, but if you're just going to use it to kill me, I you know...
I'm not going to kill you. We just need you to distract some people away from the hovels.
Okay. I'll tell you this. You know, the people in the towns know me, but the people in the military don't. And your pilot's not going to know me. So you make sure I'm on your plane. Give me one of your spare uniforms. I'll make a distraction and then head to the airfield and hide. And then I'll just join you as another medic to go back to Damnedon.
Give me one of your for all you.
I have no objections.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to drive the tank.
Let's just tank.
No tanks today, Lim. Sorry. Okay.
So you want me to get people away from the hovels? Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty easy. Yeah. All okay.
Our other concern. I'm not going to have this part of a conversation near Boyle. So I don't if you're still planning stuff with him. Then I'll
wait. No, I think that's. We'll get him a new uniform and get him out of here when we wrap everything up.
Mm-hmm. While it is certainly vital for us to rout whatever taint there is lurking in the hill, we do need to consider how are we drawing out our target.
Oh, yeah.
We don't even know if Gideon has any connection to this or not. We don't know who does.
That's true.
I forgot we were supposed to care about that.
Mm-hmm. That's your mission is to capture.
That's
Gideon.
Literally the mission. Okay, I have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
We in our line of research or in doing our research and performing our research here, we have reason to believe that there is something taking place in this once Astra Militarum base. We would like security. And
I know.
We ask to be surrounded by an amount of security, preferably a specialist who may have been brought in for this.
So you're gonna
and then, you know, he comes with us and then we can abscond with him.
Do we have enough documentation from what we found in the?
I mean, if you show it to anybody, any of the leader. Okay. Well, there's two leaders here that it'll matter. You know, Arkin, the town leader, and then Captain Sasha Yeagsburg, Captain Sasha Kalazim. She's the one leading the House Paxo tank company. She's the military person in charge. So if you show her or she'll believe you.
So are we going to tell them the truth or bullshit them?
I mean.
Okay, so Rabbit, give me a logic check, plus 20 on this one. You can kind of like game theory this out a bit.
That is an odd 5.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, you realize House Paxo hired Gideon to keep a lid on this. So this plague, which they don't realize is chaos, or they're not acting like it's chaos. So you think, you know, there's two possibilities. Either Gideon is just a mercenary and it's just doing this, you know, for a quick buck using his psyker talents, or two, he's a chaos cultist. And if he's a chaos cultist, obviously he knows and is misleading everybody for nefarious purposes. But if he's just a mercenary, if he's just doing this for a quick buck, then he doesn't know about the chaos cult because he would be acting differently, right? So if you tell Sasha or Arkin, they'll help you. They'll be glad to give up or betray Gideon in order to get rid of this chaos cult. If you make that the deal, you know, whatever you want, they'll do that. So they'll capture Gideon, knock him out. Whatever. So that is something you can work in your favor. And the thing is, once you tell them that there's a chaos cult, they're going to kind of not want to actually go too panicky, because they know if word gets out that there's a chaos cult in this town, that the town is probably in a nice isolated area and a really good target for like Inquisition missile strikes. And, yeah, you know,
some inquiries will be made.
Yeah. So they don't want the town to be leveled. So they'll help you in exchange for your silence and Gideon. Mm-hmm. So who do you want to make a deal with? And also you're outsiders, right? They're going to want you to go in the bunker and find out what's the source of the evil and stop it. They'll help you, but they don't want to take the charge. You know, the tanks aren't going to help in a bunker, like they can't, you know, and they're not going to want to sacrifice, you know, there's still a war going on too, right? Like, if House Paxo military acts up, they're probably invite a counterattack from Vanguard. You don't know where Vanguard's watching the town. Vanguard could be watching the town. If they see a bunch of weird shit happening, they may just, oh, well, they're doing all that bullshit. Let's attack while they're weak. And yeah, so your best bet is to make a deal with either the town leader or Sasha and basically think of a plan that, like, we found the Chaos Cult. It's doing it. We'll take care of it. No problem. If you give us Gideon on a platter.
I mean, the person most likely to have the authority to give us Gideon is going to be Captain
Sasha. Sasha.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, so, and in addition to, we could probably also ask for gear.
Mm hmm.
Potentially.
Could we ask for the tank?
I mean, logically, no, because the tank's not going to help you in the bunker.
We will not be able to have tanks today. Instead, what we will have is opportunities to purge chaos. You must pick one.
Chaos.
I like the little size of chaos, I guess. Okay.
So, I don't know why the Harrow is like learning how to deal with the null. Sort of a child mind.
It's kind of weird, actually. But you know what? Rabbit's okay with it because it's very much a better you than me.
So yeah, you can use a boil to cause a distraction, get people away from the hill. You can go make a deal with Sasha if you want. So do you want to make a deal with Boyle?
Yeah. We'll get Boyle out.
You give him a spare. Well, you have to give him a spare uniform. So one of you has a spare medical uniform. Yeah. All right. So you give him the uniform. He's like, I'm on it, boss. Wait, when do you want it?
Before
nightfall. Oh, I need to get going then. All right. See us at the airfield. So he goes sneaking off. By the way, Rabbit, you're the one who has to let him out. You have to tell the servitor. The servitor sees your dog tags and says Astro Militar, detected, and you can just order the servitor to unlock the cell.
Oh, that makes it cool.
Mm-hmm.
Perks of the Astro Militarum.
Mm-hmm. You're technically a higher rank than Kurt. So, because Kurt is infantry, and so you all four head to the military barracks outside of town. And now all of you can realize that there's a slight problem with this. Well, Gideon is one part of Sasha's little entourage. So how do you make a deal to betray Gideon when Gideon's going to be at the meeting?
We should tackle him first.
No.
Also, unfortunately, we do not know what Gideon's abilities are.
Or if he's a secret chaos cultist either.
Although actually, did Lim ever tell us that Gideon made her immediately?
I didn't then, but I think I will now.
Okay.
He does not like me. More than most people don't.
Before Lim says the second part, like, Rabbit starts to put up a hand, and then when Lim finishes the statement, just like, yep, nods and just puts the hand down.
Well, I mean, it would... Don't know how one would arrange a private meeting. Don't know enough about this group to know how to split them up.
All of you could roll logic.
Not my strongest.
Nope.
Hey, but today I rolled a 14.
Well, that's good because 88. My dice are all over the place right now.
They really are.
It's I don't understand. You know what? Maybe they've been influenced by chaos and that's what we're experiencing right now.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not the dice. Maybe you have to like get a new surface,
new desk.
Yeah, your
desk.
If you roll them like on the desk, like maybe get a pan.
Oh, a dice table or a dice
like little, a dice tray.
Yeah,
but like if you don't have a dice tray, like you could literally go in the kitchen and just get a pan.
Dice tower
absorbs too many bad vibes.
You know what you need? You need a dice rolling cup from EasyRollerDice.com. Oh, we're not sponsored. I just think it's funny.
Are you still sponsored by them or no?
No, we just got the free shit. And we're like,
I mean,
it's funny. Sorry, it's a bit now. So,
that's just what they want, Ross. Yeah.
So what you figure out, the harrow, is someone just needs to distract Gideon, just lure him away and waste his time. And then the other person goes, yeah, EasyRollerDiceTray.com. So, and you realize you have an easy in. You can just like, hey, fellow psyker, want to talk shop about being a psyker? Now, if Gideon's a mercenary, he'll probably, if you make, you could probably charm him, or at least, you know, trying like, hey, let's put our heads together and deal with this plague.
It's because of how extremely charming I am. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's.
But yeah, no, I can try and draw him away.
Just talk shop. Shop with him and just, or just try and like, hey, let's figure a way out of this. You know, just lie to him, just deceive him. And
which I'm very good at.
Well, that's your easy. You just need to lure one them away from each other, which that's the, or you could lie to him about a case like, oh, there's a plague. Let me show you. It's over here. And
no, I know what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Are you going to try and seduce him?
No, Harrow's not really interested in other people. Let's see. Yeah, no, I at least know how to get his attention. We'll see how things go from there.
All right, what are you doing?
Oh, well, whenever, like, I was
okay,
going to
so,
say that we need to be near each other first.
Yeah, you head to the barracks. Like I said, there's a quickly fabricated barracks. And, you know, basically, like, imagine a little outpost that they set up with, you know, minimal time. You know, little Quonset huts type buildings and, you know, prefab ferrocrete structures. It's, you know, fairly strong stuff, but, like, they set it up in a hurry, like, in a couple months, you know, probably. And it's just that it's out of time. The people of this garrison or this tank company is obviously keeping a distance from the town, but they need the town for food and, you know, supplies. It's also, you know, their whole mission is to protect this, hold this territory, right? So part of a whole logistics chain for the fucking war. But, you know, you all have your medic uniforms and the guards at the perimeter, like, recognize you and let you in, and you know, they point you towards Sasha's direction because they assume you're here to report to her. And you can see Gideon there, and you can, or Gideon's in the vicinity, and you can kind of flag Gideon down and take him aside while someone else rushes over to talk to Sasha. Unless you catastrophically fail, you're going to succeed in some degree. So let's see how this goes, Harrow.
Actually, what I was going to do was get, like, near-ish to him and then, like, use spectral hands to, like, yank on, like, his shirt sleeve or something to get his attention.
You're going to goose him?
Yeah, basically.
All right. Yeah, make a test. Don't, you know, botch, cause perils of the warp.
No, that is... Yeah, no, that makes it, but barely...
All right.
73 under 80.
He realizes what's happened. He sees you. His eyes light up.
I sort of give him the like, you know, up.
Yeah, you can give me intuition check plus 20.
All right. Plus 20, so that'd make it 62. I'm going to change those dice because those rolled high before.
Mm-hmm.
31.
You realize he is perhaps more confused. Because he thought your observers, you know, sent from the capital, or medics sent from the capital to deal with the plague, you know, neutral. One of you is a null. He knows that because it's impossible to hide from a psyker. And then you're a psyker working with a null. He's dumbfounded. Yeah, he's more than confused. Yeah, so he heads over to you.
Yeah, I'm like,
so,
may we have a private word for a moment?
Yeah. It seems like we have a lot to talk about. So yeah, you two head over, and that gives you a note. That gives Rabbit and the rest of you. Well, probably Lim, you want to hang back a bit so you don't freak out Sasha.
Yeah.
As a point of order, with the exception of the one time Lim forgot herself and like assume that she's always about 5 to 6 paces back from everyone else.
Okay. Fair enough. So Rabbit and Kurt, you head to Sasha. She sees you and nods at you and like stops to like talk to you. So, yes. You know, do you have any update on stopping this outbreak of illness?
Well, we have a very good lead, but we're going to need some resources. We should talk in private.
Oh. Okay, well, she takes you into her command hut, tells the, or, you know, aide-de-camp to leave. Yeah.
Rabbit, would you like to lay it out for Sasha here?
Well, plain and simple, the plague is caused by... And I take a deep breath to collect myself, and I say, a plague cult. God damn it. I was like so ready to deliver this line, and I just messed it up. A chaos cult.
You're certain.
Boom, boom.
Yes, unfortunately.
Positive. Well, we should get Gideon. Gideon's actually, I don't know if you know this, is a psyker. And,
We are aware,
in fact. Which is part of the reason that we are actually here, Captain. We have not been completely forthcoming with you up until this point. Yes, we are here to investigate and to help. We do have medical training. It just happens to be a very convenient cover. We are here to actually take Gideon, retrieve Gideon, and leave with him in our possession.
I see. A role, and why should I let you do that?
Present evidence.
Because we will, in exchange for allowing us to leave with Gideon, we will take care of your chaos cult problem and stop this plague from becoming worse than it already is.
All right, roll persuade. Either whoever's got it higher, plus 20 bonus.
Rapport?
Yeah, rapport, sorry.
That's going to be Kurt. Promise.
You said how much more?
Plus 20.
Plus 20? All right.
Rapport at 30. I'm just hovering in the back of this conversation.
You're waiting outside the hut. you're guarding them. Yeah.
I will spend a fate point to flip that.
All right. Well, that succeeds.
Yes. So that is 47 under 65.
Tell me you know what. So you know how to stop him. Where? How?
There is a bunker underneath the Imperial Tithing statue.
Makes sense. It took a direct hit from a Lehman Russ, and it wasn't just annihilated. Stone would never survive a hit. There's something metal I saw at the base of it going down into the ground. I knew there was something up with it, but, you know, fighting a war, we're not archaeologists.
Yeah. There's a bunker, possibly some sort of complex or something there, but we believe that's where they are hidden. They are
okay.
Exuding their influence over those in the hovels in that area to further spread the plague.
Okay. I'll tell my men, no one, I'll quarantine, I'll separate the hovels from the town. Okay, well, you're not with the Inquisition, otherwise you would have just shown me the symbol and or taken over. So I got that for you. I don't want the Inquisition here. I want this to be dealt with quietly.
And people rarely do.
Yeah, this would be... Letting a cult linger under my command would be a black mark on my record. I don't have to remind you. So, probably get me a visit from the Inquisition. So, yes, Gideon's always struck me odd. He's always been a bit sleazy. I don't know. I'm happy to get rid of him. Alive or dead, whatever you want. That's fine. I don't care.
Well, we definitely need him alive, but our...
Fine.
With the go-ahead, the other members of our team can
take
care of him.
Well, yeah, if you know a way into this, you found an entrance into this facility?
I believe so. That's correct, right, Rabbit?
Yeah. You have the key. You got the key from the archivist.
Yeah, we managed to locate a key off of one of the cult members.
Okay. All right. I'll send in one of my men with you as an observer to make sure that... to make sure that you get the job done. He'll hang back and report, make sure he stays alive so he can report back to me. And when I get a word from Pog, I will, Corporal Pog, I will let you know. And I will be happy to let you take off Gideon. I don't know why you want him, and frankly, I don't care. I'm happy to for us to solve each other's problems. So good luck. Good hunting down there.
Thank you very much.
So meanwhile, the Harrow, you're talking to Gideon. What are you saying?
It has become very quickly clear that the likelihood of this plague being of terrestrial origin is exceptionally unlikely. And I feel the best way for us to head it off is to share whatever information we have gleaned, and you've been here longer than I have. Obviously, we don't want to bring down the fires of the Inquisition upon ourselves, so I thought I would check in with you and see if you have further steps, further observations that we might use toward containing and routing this.
Yeah, roll persuade.
Rapport,
yeah, sorry, I keep... when you run many games in different systems,
it's the general term. Yeah. I am gonna flip
the social thing to do the thing.
I'm gonna flip that to a 29, which is a success.
That is good. Yeah. I've been pretty good at we've been isolating more and more people who are up to me. Just liquidate the town, but it's not up to me. The town's too valuable of an asset to house back. So I keep searching. We have found a couple people that I could tell they were off. We've dealt with them, and every time I think it's done with, I find something else. It's just I've been able to head it off somewhat, but I've not been able to keep it. It's frustrating. Yeah. So you talk, and he gives you some signs that if you were knowledgeable in, chaos cults, which is a forbidden lore, so you can't really make it true. But yeah, it gives you some information. So if you want to take an advance in forbidden lore, yeah.
Ooh, all right. Is that, I'm assuming that's lore forbidden?
Yeah, lore forbidden.
Yeah, chaos.
Yeah, the warp. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, actually, technically you need a talent, but I guess you could just learn. Yeah, he gives you enough. Yeah, you could take, if you want to spend an advance gaining forbidden lore, he'll be happy to give it to you. So yeah,
that's something like I just decide that next time I level up, or
yeah, next time you advance. Yeah, yeah, you don't have to do it right now. So yeah,
okay, I will make a note.
So but yeah, he tells you, and so what you realize is, yeah, Gideon has basically been acting as a freelance inquisitor, one who won't blab to the actual inquisitor. So he actually has found some chaos cultists and had them killed or killed them himself. And he has been able to detect signs of this Nurgle plague, and he's just, but he's by himself, and his main mission is to keep House Paxo happy, not to stop the cult. And so he gives them signs that he's making progress and collects his paycheck and then keeps on going. So
yeah, can't make a lot of actual.
Well, the thing is, he keeps sending people out to the hobbles, and that's where they become chaos cultists. And then they go back into the town to work, and then they do bad things. So he's just perpetuating the problem rather than solving it. Yeah. Because he's not motivated to actually stop the cult.
Right. Because he's just making a paycheck and keeping a roof over his head.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Okay. Yeah.
Can I roll intuition to, like, because thus far this all seems plausible for dude's a mercenary and not a cultist. But check. I call a vibe check.
You can do a vibe check.
Ooh. That is a 12. All right. Oh, if you need the success levels, it's 3.
Let me check his stats real quick. What would he be here? Would that be opposed by? Probably presence.
Presence, yeah. or rapport, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, rapport, yeah. So he gets 4 success levels. How many did you get?
3.
Okay.
All right, so I know what I know.
I technically should not have told you that, but yeah.
You gotta stop doing that, Ross.
I know.
All right, anyway, in that case, I'm just going to keep talking the long way around things that we have learned. Like, it seems to have been, at least as far as we've seen, delivered by a man-made device. I don't know if you found slight puncture wounds. They can be easy to miss, especially through
fabric. They moved to that. They used to put it in, sometimes they put it in the food, too. I do think, one who was making it in his own body. He was making the poison in his own body. Like, he would...
Genetic mutation?
Well, I guess he had a great gut, and he would just spit up these phlegmatic things and these little gross little nodules and put them in. Yeah.
I'm assuming that he was burned.
Oh, yes, of course. So they're very subtle, this group. And indeed. But yeah, I've been able to keep a pretty good raid, protect the right people. but I can't be everywhere at once. So,
well, that does help. Our readings have suggested to us that we may need to see if there are vectors in or around the hovels. So that may be our next step, is okay. Since we have more feet on the ground.
Okay, well, maybe tomorrow I'll deal with that. I've had a long day looking over reports and whatnot and reporting back to the Paxo officials. I think we'll be able to get more supplies in soon. It seems I've made a lot of progress. So by this time, your meeting with Sasha is done, Rabbit and Kurt. And you're able to run, you sort of signal to the Harrow that it's time to leave. Gideon kind of realizes now that you it seems a bit confused. Huh, what were your friends talking to the captain about?
Not my business. My business was to talk Psyker to Psyker, so.
Yes, well, we have to stay together. I don't think either of us are exactly sanctioned. Yeah.
Best to be careful.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the four of you rendezvous. And by this time, it is almost dusk or evening, and you can head to the bunker.
I saw no indication that Gideon is corrupted by the cult. Seemed fairly forthcoming about the suggestions of chaos that he's witnessed, but without directly invading his mind, which I was leery to do, there was no, I'm not a, as it were, a people person. So hopefully our Paxo friends can take care of the rest.
Understandable.
We've got ahead. Corporal Pog is following you now.
This is...
Oh, a corporal. He's in Pog form.
Mm-hmm.
This is Corporal Pog. He's going to be observing us as we clear out the bunker. Yeah, make sure he stays alive. It's the biggest thing.
Well, shall we head out directly before nightfall, or are we waiting?
Yeah, when you get back to town, you can tell there's been a commotion. It seems someone spread rumors that snipers were going to be taking aim at the hovels, and so everyone's scattering and hiding in the fields, or, yeah. And
seems like Scud did his job.
Yeah.
Mm, good.
All right. Well, we've also got to go ahead as far as Gideon is concerned, so.
Pog is like, hello! I'm Pog. I'm a corporal.
Greetings, soldier. What are your specialties?
Yeah, the captain likes to joke honesty because I never lie. I don't know how. I got hit on the head once.
Can you
pretend? You've only been hit on the head once?
Okay. Yeah. Well, that I know of. Maybe I was hit in my sleep. That probably happened. Anyways, the medic who saved me was surprised. And I'm supposed to keep wearing this helmet all the time.
Why?
Keep your brains in your skull.
There's yeah.
Why was the medic surprised?
I don't know. Something about head trauma being fatal or something. Anyways, I got skin grafts. And yeah.
Thanks, Pog.
Yeah.
Good for you, bud.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the hovels are cleared out, we might as well get this on the road.
So yeah, the captain trusts me. Because I don't know how to lie. That's what the captain says. I got a laser gun and a laser pistol and a knife.
Are you a good shot?
I'm 5% above average.
Are any of us good shots?
No, but that's why I'm asking, because I would like a little bit of safety if somebody's going to be coming with us.
I can count, too.
How high?
Oh, like in the thousands. I have to count all kinds of things to make sure that the quartermasters don't short us on stuff.
That is important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Captain says I can't do that by myself anymore, because if I do it too often, they'll figure it out what I'm really doing and they'll kill me.
What are you really doing?
Oh, making sure our company doesn't get cheated by the quartermasters. House Paxo is very, the logistics arm is very corrupt.
You don't say.
Mm-hmm. No, I do say. I just said it.
So, shall we?
You just said it.
I did. Okay.
Like, how corrupt?
This is one of Lim's people. Everything he says is perfect sense.
Apparently, they have deals with void pirates, and they siphon off equipment and gear for the pirates to get.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have records of this?
No. The captain does.
You don't say.
I do say.
It's a figure of speech.
He just did it.
All right.
I'm gonna look at Kurt after Lim says he just said it, and I say, "Yeah, Kurt, he just said it. You just heard him say it."
Hand over, much like myself, just hand over mouth.
Mm-mm. All right, I'm going now.
All right, I'm supposed to follow y'all.
That's correct.
Do Pog. So.
Mm-hmm.
Quick above table moment. Mm-hmm. If Pog dies, I riot. I'm throwing it out there right now. He is too precious for this world, and I am ready to, like, I won't say die for him, but I will sacrifice somebody else for him.
Okay. I do want to say up slightly, if I will riot if Pog dies, but I will also riot if Pog betrays us, and this is just a deep elaborate screw. Yeah, but by riot, it's very important that you know how I'll riot, which is like Kermit the Frog. So I'll be like, like, that's me having a riot.
That's perfect.
Yeah, you can all roll intuition if you want to read Pog.
Ot 9.
Okay.
32.
Yeah, Pog is an open book. Pog obviously is not like, he actually is competent in that he has been trained properly and actually understands orders. But yeah, something in, like, the head trauma affected him so that he can't lie and processes things at the most literal way. So he cannot deceive you. He can't deceive anyone. So he can shut up, but that's about it. So he can't so betrayal's not really possible for him. He would just say, I'm going to kill you and then shoot you. But, like, you know, okay. Yeah, could you stand still? I'm here to, like, you know, execute you. Yeah, that would be him betraying you. So,
I mean, honestly, I appreciate the straightforward nature in that way. So,
yeah, you
could
see,
I,
like,
even be mad.
Yeah, well, you realize that Captain Sasha also, like, that's why he's one of the most high, like, he's part of the entourage, like. That's the captain's eyes and ears. Captain Sasha trusts implicitly because, you know, same reason. Not because he's especially skilled or honorable or whatever. It's that he can't lie. Just incapable of it. So, yeah, the five of you go off. You leave the town gates. You can see that the hovels are scattered. There's you know, people are moving. You know, they move. There's some a couple of faint lights in the far distance, where people are checking for snipers, and you can hear people calling out. It's just chaos. You know, families have been separated, guards, the town guards, and also some of these soldiers from the company who are on patrol are all just like, what the? Everyone's just, it's just people scattered, you know, we're all panicked and ran out into the farms, you know, into the crops. And yeah, it's not great. So no one's paying attention to the hill. And who's physically carrying the key? Is it Rabbit or is it Kurt? Kurt was the one, you were the one that at the body, you're the one who killed.
Yeah. All right. Sure. I'll have it.
All right. So, yeah.
I just want to say that Lim looks out all the people that have, like, run into, like, the farmland and very sincerely says, I hope they are all right in the tall turnip plants.
Yeah, Pog looks like, oh, yeah, I mean, well, there are, you know, I guess if there are snipers out there, they'd be dead. They'd be a lot, the screaming would be a lot worse. You can tell that that's fear screaming and not being shot screaming. Yeah. So it's fine. I don't know if it's fine, but anyways, they're not being shot. I could tell. I've heard it a lot. So, Kurt, you have the key. It's a little, like, octagon-shaped piece of metal. And it kind of vibrates when you get, as you draw closer to the statue, and you kind of realize it's vibrating, kind of like guiding you, you know, it vibrates as you go a certain direction, and it starts vibrating so much, your hand is almost starting to hurt when you get to, like, as you get in the dying light, you know, it's golden hour, and you can see that you're now close to the statue. You can see there's just this pile of stone rubble, but peeking through the stone rubble, you see a dark metal, like a column of dark metal peeking up from it. You realize that goes into the hill. And near it, you see some of the dirt lift up like a circular, you know, circle of dirt just lines up. And then there's air and a metal hatch opens up, just drawn by proximity to the key. That's how it works. That's why no one was able to detect it without the key. And it, you know, there's a metal rungs leading down.
Pogs. Can I see the bottom?
Yeah, it's only like 20 feet down.
Do I hear anybody?
Roll awareness. Lem, you can roll. Oh. It's hearing. Yeah, you can.
Hearing.
Yeah. 13 out of 40.
God damn it.
Okay.
59 out of.
So how many success levels is that?
That's 3.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You can hear a bit of wind a little bit and like creaking of metal and the dirt settling as it's. But that's it. Actually, okay. No. With 3 success, you also hear very, very faintly like an electric hum deep below. Like very faint.
All right. Well, I'll head in first.
All right, you head in first. You can see.
I should head in first.
Do you want to head in first, Lem?
If there is chaos there, it won't bother me. It can't.
Okay. So, Lem, you go in first. You can see.
Also, I have a much better dodge for all the good it did me before.
So, you see a small, like, tight little, you're in a tight little hallway. Leading straight forward, and you can see that this little tunnel below the hill, you know, has fallen on hard times. There is just a big pit between you and across from it. It is too long to jump, but on the other side of it, you can see an elevator open up, and there's lights on it flickering. There are emergency lights still flickering. So yeah, there is a pit across. So, yeah, it looks like it's just a little utility tunnel taking you to the elevator down into the proper facility. There's a pit.
I put on my robe and wizard hat. I pull out my grapple gun.
Oh, yes, the grapple launcher. So you use that. Roll athletics with a plus 30. With a grapple launcher.
I'm going to roll athletics. 32.
I mean, this won't mean you. I mean, unless you critically fail, that'll be bad.
I got a 91.
Okay.
Failure. Or so, you can flip it.
Basically, if you do a regular fail, okay. Well, the regular failure will mean you'll take damage as you basically misjudge the distance and slam your legs at the opposite side. But
now I'm just gonna spend a fate point. Okay. Well, cool AF.
Yeah, you look very cool. Yeah, you could you swing across the gap and you can.
Lim, yeah. When she sees the gap, immediately to everyone else who probably looked a little disgruntled, Lim lets out a shocking shriek of joy, pulls out her grapple gun, grapples across, and makes what can only be described as, was it like the sand people cheer?
Well, it echoes throughout.
People didn't know we're here.
Maybe past.
Yeah. Pog grabs the grapple launcher from you next and just swings across it like a pro with like 5 success levels. Pog's really good at this. Look. Yeah. He rolled like an 8. So.
Pog climbed a lot of trees in his youth.
Yeah.
Well, how do you think he got hit in the head?
So, yeah, it's athletics plus 30. A regular fail will cause damage as you slam into something, or critical failure will cause you to fall, which is bad.
Ought 3.
Yeah.
Ought 5.
Whoa.
Boy, oh boy, I do love having broken ribs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I fixed your ribs. How dare you?
No, I still, like, you I still, have the wounds, injury, but I still have 40 days of recovering from broken.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. That's your problem.
Jesus. Oh no, Kurt.
So I rolled an ought 7.
Uh-huh.
But I have disadvantage on strength and agility checks. So that means it's a 70.
Yeah, it's just a regular failure. It's fine.
Yeah, is that... you do have a plus 30 to it because of the grapnel launcher.
Oh, is there... Mm-hmm. Okay, no, that would succeed then.
Yeah, the grapnel launcher makes it ridiculously easy. It okay. Is. Yeah, I just wanted to see if someone could fail. So, yeah, you all get across. You retrieve your grapple launcher. And you can either take the elevator down or you could not trust it and take the little utility ladder.
Okay, important question. How does the utility ladder look? Because I'm... Do we trust a utility... I mean, I would trust the utility ladder more than an elevator, but I'm also like...
So in order to get to the utility ladder, you have to climb up to the roof of the elevator and then hang off the side and climb down the elevator. You're basically climbing down the same elevator shaft. You're just...
Sure.
Yeah. So you can do that without having to make a check. And so you go in the elevator, pop open the ceiling tile, scramble up there, helped by one of the others. And yeah, you look down and it just leads into total darkness. This is an Imperial base, centuries old and with unmaintained, but they make them sturdy in the Imperium.
Well, so, of course they do.
Yeah. It just leads into total darkness. There's no lights at the bottom of the elevator shaft. So your flashlight, it is far enough that your flashlight does not reach the bottom. You cannot see the bottom of it from the top with your flashlight, but you can give me an awareness check with to look for things to see if there's any hidden dangers. Yeah.
No, I don't pass that, sadly, but it's not a crit fail, so.
Yeah, it's fine.
I didn't pass it. Wasn't a critical fail.
It's an elevator shaft. It's an old elevator shaft, but yeah. Hmm.
Can one of us throw one of our torches down it?
That's what I was going to ask. Could we drop one and see? But I'm worried about sound. So
you don't have glow sticks. You don't have nice little plastic disposable glow sticks.
Apparently
we should have seen if they had any spare night vision visors at PAX.
You have photo visors. You can roll.
I definitely have
Well, Kurt has a photo visor.
So you can look down there, Kurt. You can give me an awareness check.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
Awareness,
a negative 10.
22 out of 30.
You!
Hell yeah.
Including the negative 10 bonus?
Yeah, that's the 30.
Penalty. Yeah, penalty. Okay, yeah. All right, yeah.
One thing I bought beginning of last session was acute sense sight talent. Wow. So when I make perception tests, I can detect normally imperceptible details with my associated sense at your discretion.
Mm. Oh, well, that actually helps quite a bit in this circumstance. With your eagle eyes, your special eyes, they show you that you can see that the elevator door at the bottom is open and you kind of lean over and you can kind of see it and you can see little fleshy nodules on the side of the door. So if you go down the elevator and the elevator doors open up, the fleshy nodules will be right there, right outside of it.
No.
So you can take the ladder goes near it, but it's a little farther away. Yeah.
Okay. I will let everybody know that then. It looks like the ladder is probably going to be the safer of the two options. And then we'll start climbing down.
Okay. Who's going first?
I should actually go first because I am both the smallest and I have climb.
Okay. I mean, it's a ladder. It's just metal rungs, so they still work.
If anything weird happens or the bottom falls out or whatever else, I'm probably the best person to be stuck on a ladder.
That's fair. Fortunately, that does not happen. The real question is, Kurt did point out the little fleshy nodules. So the real question is, you can sort of like from the ladder sort of, step away without getting near them more than a couple feet. That's the thing. Like, the ladder's to the side of the elevator door at the bottom. You can picture that, right? Elevator shaft, elevator door at the bottom that's open, not closed like it would be normally. And there's fleshy nodules just on the side of the door, in the little frame of the door. And the ladder is just a few feet away from it. You climb down the ladder. Like, how are you reacting to the nodules? Like, what is your plan here?
Oh, I'm going to burn them away with my las pistol.
Okay. So who's going after Lim?
I'll go after Lim.
Okay.
Kurt, since Kurt can see in the dark.
That makes sense. I mean, you do have flashlights, but yeah. So Kurt, are you staying on the ladder while Lim is doing that?
Can I actually... Oh, geez. Does it seem like the shaft goes down after the elevator?
No, this is at the bottom of the elevator.
This is the bottom of the shaft. Okay.
Yeah, there are. Yeah, there's only one. Actually, you see, there's only one door at the bottom. So there's only a top level and a bottom level. This is not a multi-level facility. Sorry.
Ground floor.
Yeah. It's not yeah.
I can hand Lim my frag grenade, the giant drop.
Yeah.
In between the elevator and the door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a former tank girl, I do very reluctantly want to say it might be a bad idea to put a bomb at a place we all need to climb up and climb down.
That's fair, but I don't
like. I don't object. I'm 100% up for that. This is a metagame moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you can talk about it. It's not like it's pretty obvious. You know what the problems are. It's not really metagame. It's like, yeah.
Well, you could just get Lim to stop before she reaches the bottom, and then you just drop the grenade past her. Like you don't really have to aim it. Gravity will do that.
Yeah, you could just get like you know how long the grenade fuse is. Yeah. You know enough to like. I need to be this high up to drop the grenade so that it blows up. It doesn't bounce.
So, I mean, I can let Lim know, like, hey, we can drop this into the elevator at the bottom to get rid of this nastiness. But, you know, it's going to get hot and loud after that. So if you're up for it, we just got to be prepared.
Okay. So, Lim, you're down first. You have the grenade. You get, you know, at the right height, you think, to, you know, pull the pin and drop it, basically. So you don't have to make a roll. So you do that, and you drop the grenade. And, Kurt, you know how grenades work. You know how far to be away. There's no roll required. You just do it. And so grenade drops. Boom! There, all of you can feel it in the elevator shaft. You can all feel it. Yeah, there's dust coming from the ceiling a little bit. You know, it's not a massive explosion, but, you know, it's a confined space, right?
Yeah.
But it's dusty down there. Now, are you going to wait for the dust to... You don't know how long the dust will be kicked up. Like, you can't see down now anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lim, that's a real question is, are you just going to... The grenade, the explosion has happened. None of you were hit by shrapnel. You were far enough away. You don't have to worry about that. Are you going to wait for the dust to settle, which is minutes, because, you know, or are you just going to go down in the dust without seeing?
I'm going to put on my gas mask.
I was going to say, didn't we get respirators?
You did. Yeah, you can do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think Lim had filtration plugs.
Yeah, I have a filtration plug.
Okay. Yeah.
But that still means that we have no vision, but I can listen with my super hearing.
Not with a loud explosion. It just happened. So it was louder enough that you...
Mop.
Yeah. So you're not deafened, but you can't really make hearing checks. Yeah. You know, it's just going to be echoing for a bit. Unless you want to wait minutes for the dust to clear.
Damn it, tinnitus.
Yeah.
I would say we go down and post up around the door.
Okay.
Because it's better for them to walk in the midst of us if something comes.
All right. So Lin, you go down first. Give me fortitude. With a plus 30 bonus because you have a respirator. There's some of the
I do. Okay, what's my fortitude? My fortitude is 42.
So you got plus 30.
42.
I hop down with my las pistol ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I roll a 19.
Yeah, you're fine. And so you're down first, and that's when you hear laughter coming from somewhere up ahead in the dark. Just a welcome. And everyone else, give me fortitude checks as you go down in the dust cloud.
Yeah, plus 30 with the respirators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hog makes it, by the way, so he's fine.
I will spend to flip and make it a 36 under 16.
Okay, Rabbit.
Yeah, I have to spend a fate 2 to flip, and I will make it at 59 under 63. Right.
Yeah, you aerosolize the nodules. So, you don't trigger. Yeah, so but you all have your masks on, you're fine, and you all heard the laughter and the welcome. You can see a tunnel pointing ahead. Oh. Yeah, and actually, it doesn't open into a tunnel. It opens up the elevator immediately goes into this larger chamber. You can see it was, you know, sort of the entrance of this facility. It branches off in three directions. And there are flickering emergency lights still on. And there are symbols painted in some kind of biological material, greenish yellow on the walls. This place has been, you know, desecrated.
They colored in snot.
For the lucky.
Yeah, and that's probably a good place to stop because, yeah, this is going to be a whole thing, it turns out.
You don't say.
A whole thing.
Does that mean our fate points aren't going to reset, are they?
Yeah, no. You do get experience. You did have a bit of time to town rest, so you don't have endeavors, but I will say you've gotten 160 experience between last session and this session. So 80 per session. So you can have a miraculous breakthrough in your understanding of, I don't know, shooting people.
I realized something about myself.
Yeah.
That I can shoot better.
Yeah. Or dodge better. Or sneak better.
Why didn't you dodge?
Yeah.
So 160?
Yeah. But yeah, we're getting closer to finding out what's going on here. You heard there's someone down here with you. And they sound quite friendly.
And they're jolly. I like to laugh.
Yeah, they're jolly.
I love to laugh.
And yeah. So questions, comments, suggestions, any particular highlights of this game for anybody?
That opening combat encounter was vicious.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So yeah, vicious. Like right gut punch.
Yeah, once I spent today looking up the rules of like what an assassin's weapon. They don't have crossbows in Warhammer 40. Oh, needle pistols, you say. And then I started reading it up on it. It's like, oh.
Needle pistols, you say.
Yeah.
To shreds.
Yeah, so it's just a guy who was you turned your back to and he was ready and he had a silenced weapon and poison dart and needles and writes itself. As long as he didn't miss, it was a crit. Yeah, attacking while hidden is pretty powerful, it turns out, in the game.
Road.
Good times. So
I'm gonna be dumping those points into shooting and melee for sure. Mm-hmm. Maybe athletics.
Yeah, check out any talents you could buy that'd help you.
Yeah, Rabbit.
I'm honest to God, just really kind of in a state of shock over the manic sort of mood that my dice were in today. There was no rhyme or reason. It was either really great or really bad. Mm-hmm. There was no middle ground today, mm-hmm. which, you know what, kept it fun and interesting for everybody involved.
Really shows why fate points are nice to have.
Yep. You're welcome, viewers, listeners.
Yeah.
What have you.
Yeah.
But it was a... It was a great session. Otherwise, I mean, honestly, like even with it, let's be honest, had a blast.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And you have a new buddy. You have Pog. He can help out.
Pog is my new best friend. He's the only reason I'm going to keep coming back to this game.
So we'll find out next time as you confront the source of the evil in Weed Blood, and then hopefully you can do that, and then Gideon will be delivered to you on a silver platter and you'll be able to escape this and go after your final target. But we'll see. You gotta find out what's going on, what's the secret of this bunker, and who's waiting for you down here.
Ross, I have to warn you.
Mm-hmm.
If we survive this bunker, on the way out I'm just going to queue up and play the entirety of the Snake Eater theme as we go up the ladder.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, by the way, those of you who have corruption, if you deal with the Chaos Cult, remind me, you will lose. That's how you remove corruption, by dealing with this.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So
it's like have gaining, corruption. It's mm-hmm. like when you kill the unnatural in Delta Green and you feel better.
Yeah, basically. But you don't have to worry about Chaos Corruption until you get to like your toughness plus your willpower bonus put together. So if you only have a couple of points, you're fine. Fine.
Yeah. What's a little corruption between friends?
Yeah. So we'll find out next time in the Indius Mandate who's waiting for you down here. And what's the deal with this bunker anyway? And Pog, isn't he great? So yeah.
Literally the best. Too good for this world.
Yeah.
It's concerning that Pog rhymes with dog, as in, does the dog die?
Yeah, no, I agree with V. I will not.
Kick the Pog is a terrible trope.
Unless you exploit my kindness for Pog.
Someone's gonna burn a fate point so they die.
If you start using Pog as a human shield, I'm gonna change my opinion. Yeah. I'm not saying you're going to. Yeah. Don't take advantage of my kindness. Yeah.
What kind of monster in Warhammer 40K would take advantage of a poor innocent character?
Yeah, just a random guardsman. Yeah, they're fine. No one, they never die horribly.
That is a comment I wanted to make at the beginning, and then I got distracted and forgot. It was really fucking weird for you to say Warhammer 40,000. I was like, what? It was bleh, no.
Because it takes place 40,000 years in the future. That's look.
I understand, but you don't call it that. Oh God, it just.
See, now, I'm thinking of the riffs on the old Conan O'Brien bit. In the year 40,000.
It's true. All right, cool.
In the year 40,000, we are back. In Pog 4.
We'll have links to everybody's podcast and shows in the show notes. Check them all out, and we'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Bye. Ross is trying to make us stop saying Pog.
No, I'm fine. All right. Bye. All right. Good times. Good times.